Lawmaker receives three mystery mail ballots, rips, loopholes, in Wisconsin military ballot procedure. State Assemblywoman Janel Brantgen got a surprise last week when three military ballots were delivered to her home by the U.S. Postal Service. I believe someone was trying to point out how easy it is to get military ballots in Wisconsin, said Brantgen in an October 31 press release. Brantgen said she did not request the ballots. The envelopes were addressed to a person with the first name of Holly, but with three different last names. According to Brantgen, none of the individuals reside or have ever resided at her address, and preliminary research indicates they might not even exist. The ballots were sent to Brantgen's home by the municipal clerks of Menominee Falls, South Milwaukee, and Shorewood, Wisconsin. As of press time, it is unknown who requested the military ballots and directed them to be sent to Brantgen's address. Brantgen said she did not open the ballots. She turned them over to the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office for investigation. The Sheriff's Office did not immediately respond to a phone call from the Epoch Times. In the press release, Brantgen said that the state of Wisconsin does not require voter registration for military personnel, so a fictitious name and birthdate is all that is required to obtain a military ballot online. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who recently served as special counsel to the State Assembly on election integrity and is now chief legal counsel for the Thomas More Society, told the Epoch Times in an October 30 phone interview that the public is outraged by the level of insanity that characterizes the state's election management process. A bad actor could not have designed a system that makes the theft of ballots easier, Gableman said. WEC should be taking steps to correct this. To tighten it up. They are knowingly running an easily penetrated system. Both Brantgen and Gableman want to know how and why the incident with the military absentee ballots happened. The Wisconsin Elections Commission did not respond to a request for an explanation by the Epoch Times. In a text to the Epoch Times, Brantgen bemoaned the vulnerability of the online absentee ballot request process, saying, "A few minutes on a computer with made-up names and birthdates guarantees cheaters a ballot without question in Wisconsin. Our military voters deserve more safeguards on absentee voting. A formal complaint is in the works," said Brantgen.